Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Kidz Bop has created the number one music brand for kids. Kid-friendly versions of today's biggest hits, sung by kids for kids, selling over 20 million albums and generating over 2.7 billion streams since their debut in 2001. 24 top 10 albums on the Billboard 200 chart. Only three artists in history, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and Barbra Streisand, have had more than Kidz Bop Kids. And Kidz Bop has surpassed 1 million subscribers on YouTube this year, named by Billboard as the number one kids artist for 9 consecutive years, and announcing their first ever world tour kicking off in London, 50-plus stops in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, and their latest album, Kidz Bop 39, just released. Liv and Jacob, Kidz Bop Kids, joining us on This Week in America. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What an exciting time for you. You do the tour every year here in the U.S. In fact, a record-setting tour this past year. This time, for the first time, a world tour. How exciting is this for everybody?
Oh, we're so excited. It's going to be so much fun. I cannot wait to launch the tour in London and perform all of our favorite songs from our new album, Kidz Bop 39.
Jacob, how about you? What are you looking forward to most about the trip?
Just meeting all the fans and being able to travel so many different places. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And I understand, Liv, one of the best gifts you ever got was a Polaroid camera. Obviously, you're going to need a lot of film to go on this trip. What a bunch of memories you're going to be able to record.
Yeah, I always take my Polaroid camera with me when we're on tour, and we take a lot of pictures.
This is exciting. It starts off, and I believe you've got, what, a TV appearance in Australia this month. Then you're going to perform with the British kids, the Kidz Bop over there. This is going to be an exciting and a busy time. Now, you're obviously in rehearsals now for everything. What is this like? Because each time Kidz Bop goes out on tour, it gets a little more exciting. The scenery is just a little more flamboyant than it was the time before that. Now, first of all, for anybody that's thinking about going, and you can get information at their website, kidzbopkids.com. This really is an interactive experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you've got everybody in the audience involved in this. And talk about some of the sets. Well, you can't give it away, I'm sure, but I'm sure that these are very impressive.
Yeah, this year is the Kidz Bop World Tour. So we are going to be having lots of different sets, and we are going to be going all around the world on this tour. And we are so excited.
Yeah, and Liv, you've been dancing since, I think, like 4 or 5 years old. The choreography is always part of this. They don't just put you out there with a microphone and say, sing some of your songs. I mean, there's a lot of choreography that goes into this, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is.
And Jacob, from your standpoint, what has this whole experience been like working? You have so many different things that you're doing. We've got the world tour that we talked about. We've got the album, Live Bop 39, that just came out. How exciting is this? Because you are seeing really show business and performing it to sell out crowds all around the world.
I mean, I'm just so excited to be able to record on the album, star in the music videos, and go on tour. It's such an amazing opportunity to do all of that at such a young age.
Yeah, and what's so interesting is that there are kids out there, the first time they're exposed to pop music is through Kidz Bop. The first time they're exposed to a concert is through Kidz Bop. And I understand, Liv, that's how you basically got started. You were in the audience. Your first ever concert was at a Kidz Bop concert.
Yeah, my brother and I used to listen to all the Kidz Bop CDs and jam out. And yeah, my first concert was a Kidz Bop concert. And I've always loved singing and dancing, so the fact that I get to now perform for all of our fans is really, really cool.
And information again on the tour and everything going on at the website, kidzbop.com. With us on the program, two of the Kidz Bop kids, Liv and Jacob. Let's talk about Kidz Bop 39, which was just released. What are some of your favorite songs on that? Jacob, what are some of the songs you really enjoyed on the album?
My favorite song on the album is No Brainer, because Justin Bieber is like my biggest inspiration.
What's it like at your age to be able to actually record a Justin Bieber song?
I mean, it was so crazy because like when I was younger, I was always listening to Justin Bieber songs, and now to be able to record them, it's such an amazing experience.
And Liv, what are you looking forward to on the album? What are some of your favorites?
My favorite song is definitely I Like It. Music video was so much fun to shoot. We got to shoot it when we were in Punta Cana launching the Kidz Bop experience. So that one is so fun, and I cannot wait to perform it on the tour.
You know, it's interesting. You almost need a scorecard to keep track of everything you've got going. We've got the album that's now released. You throw in the videos. If you go to the website, kidsbopkids.com or kidsbop.com, you're going to see all these amazing videos that you do. This really is a well-rounded entertainment experience for you as well. You sing, you dance, and you interact with the fans as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And again, all the information, you got the tour coming up starting back in the U.S. in San Diego on May 31st of this year, and get a chance to see them when they come back to the United States. Talking about some of your favorite inspirations, and Jacob, you had mentioned Justin Bieber. Who are some of the others that you really enjoy listening to?
Why Don't We is my favorite band. Justin Bieber is my favorite artist. And I also really like listening to Bruno Mars, but Justin Bieber is definitely, like, my biggest inspiration ever since I was, like, 5.
And you think about it now, he's in a position where he can actually listen to you singing on a record. We'll have to get a copy of Kids Bop 39 to him. Liv, who are some of the favorites, some of the ones you really enjoy listening to?
I love Ariana Grande. I admire her and her singing voice. And Zendaya, I think, is a huge inspiration. She was actually a Kids Bop kid as well. And now she's so successful. She sings, she dances, she acts, and it's just, she's a huge inspiration to me.
Well, there is so much going on with the Kids Bop Kids. By the way, Subway Fresh Fit for Kids, the official partner in the world tour, the first ever world tour kicking off in London in April, coming to the United States. I believe San Diego's the first date here on May 31st. The album Kids Bop 39 just released, and two of the Kids Bop Kids with us on the program today. We've got Liv and Jacob. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Much success. Have great fun this summer. This is going to be one to remember, traveling all around the world and singing your songs for all your fans worldwide. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. And again, all the information, kidsbop.com. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.